From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Wednesday, August 14th. I'm Jonathan Aul, in for Abby Larico. More than 300,000 people will visit the small town of Sedalia this week for the Missouri State Fair. Providing a fire department to serve that event is a statewide effort.
There are 64 different fire departments in a state represented here.
We'll visit the State Fair Volunteer Fire Department. That's coming up on The Gateway. Missouri voters will decide in November if they want to legalize abortion. Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft announced yesterday a proposed constitutional amendment ending Missouri's abortion ban gathered enough signatures. Through the initiative, which will appear as Amendment 3, abortion would be constitutionally legal in Missouri up to the point of fetal viability. Rachel Sweet is with Missourians for Constitutional Freedom. She called the initiative appearing on the ballot a monumental achievement.
This November, Missouri voters will have the opportunity to make their voices heard and return decisions about abortion to their rightful place, with women, their families, and their doctors, not politicians.
Ashcroft's office also announced that a petition would legalize sports betting, and a proposed statute change raising the minimum wage also garnered enough signatures. Nearly half of 14,000 St. Louis Public School District students who need transportation to school will now ride yellow school buses when classes resume next Monday. St. Louis Public Radio's Lucretia Wimbley has more.
Last week, SLPS shared that transportation company First Student agreed to provide 20 additional buses and drivers for the incoming school year. District officials say they worked hard to find adequate transportation after the Missouri School Bus Company terminated its contract with the district early. Square Watson, the district's chief operations officer, says they're working overtime to update families about bus routes.
As we get more buses, we'll make adjustments, which means that we'll continue to communicate to families and we'll be able to take them off of the public transit or metro and we'll be able to remove them from our cabs, vans, sedans, or SUVs.
District officials say it's an all-hands-on-deck situation, but that they're committed to making the year a success. I'm Lucretia Wimbley, St. Louis Public Radio.
The Ferguson Police Department yesterday released security and body camera footage from Friday's protests that left one officer in critical condition. Protesters had gathered to mark the 10th anniversary of Michael Brown's death. One clip shows 28-year-old Elijah Grant of East St. Louis appearing to run directly into Ferguson police officer Travis Brown, knocking the officer backward onto the ground. St. Louis County Prosecutor Wesley Bell questioned the goal of continued protests.
If the goal is about the case that happened 10 years ago, let me be clear, there is no dispute on whether or not charges can be filed. There is none.
Bell says there's still work to be done on broader issues of court reform, community policing, and other initiatives to make sure the justice system is more fair. A plan to create an elected watchdog position in the city of St. Louis will not go to the voters in November. The proposal failed to clear a key vote at the Board of Aldermen yesterday. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman has more.
The board voted 10-5 against giving the measure first-round approval. It would have asked voters to establish the Office of Public Advocate. That person would have had the authority to review government operations and help staff the police and jail oversight boards. They also would have been the city's custodian of records. Many opponents shared the concerns raised in committee by 4th Ward Alderman Brett Narayan.
You do a little bit of the mayor's work, you do a little bit of the comptroller's work, you do a little bit of the board of aldermen's work, you do a little bit of the city councilor's work, and you're there for 4 years.
4 other proposed charter changes are on the desk of Mayor Tashara Jones. Her office says she is reviewing the legislation. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.
The Missouri State Fair is underway, and more than 300,000 people are expected to head to Sedalia in the coming days. As Rebecca Smith reports, keeping that many people safe is a responsibility that is actually too big for the town of about 22,000 people, but each year they get plenty of help.
Nearly 1,000 people work at the Missouri State Fair, making delicious fried treats, operating carnival rides, running livestock shows. But what happens if something goes wrong?
It can kind of overwhelm the local services because they're not used to having that many people to take care of.
This is where the Missouri State Fair Volunteer Fire Department comes in. Spokesperson Larry Agin has been volunteering for nearly 30 years. He says to their knowledge, they're the only fully functioning fire department in the country that exists for just 11 days.
We're the 5th or 6th largest fire department in the state of Missouri. during the state fair.
It's been this way for 62 years, and what started as firefighters teaching fairgoers about fire safety in the Missouri Beef House has turned into a full-service fire station.
There are 64 different fire departments in a state represented here.
Aiken says the department's yearly budget of about $18,000 mostly pays for food and supplies. None of the 80 or so staff members are paid and, in fact, use paid leave from their own fire districts or their full-time jobs to be present during the fair. Charlie Peel is a captain of one of the engines. He says 5 fire engines are lent to them from firehouses across the state. He's been volunteering with the State Fair Fire Department for about 10 years, since his son, who's also a firefighter, told him he needed to come and see what they were all about.
I said, well, I'll come over and work evenings, you know, and run that. And the first year I came over and worked evenings, I decided from here on out, I'm just going to spend my whole time and I'm not going to work my full-time job. I'm going to do fire department stuff.
Peel says the majority of calls are for medical attention. People falling, heat exhaustion, small wounds, and the like.
Dispatch, engine 51.
The fire department has their own dispatch center where calls are routed, and Peel says they can sometimes run 30 or more calls in a day and have run as many as 200 calls during fairs in the past.
We run more calls in 11 days than most fire departments run all year.
Peel says many of the volunteers are from small volunteer fire districts in rural Missouri that not only respond to fewer calls in a year, but also have smaller budgets, which can restrict training opportunities.
So we've done search and rescue training, we've done fire control training, live burn. You know, those are opportunities that, you know, smaller departments, they don't always have an opportunity to get.
That's Roy Pennington. He's the battalion chief of EMS services at the State Fair Fire Department. He's been volunteering for about 5 years and lives in Sedalia. He says the city's local services could not handle the extra demand of the state fair, especially because needs outside of the fairgrounds don't stop for those 11 days. He says they staff 5 or 6 ambulances every day of the fair, and those are also lent to them. And they're on standby for events such as concerts, tractor pulls, and bull rides.
It's always nice to reunite and have those conversations and get to see each other and have fellowship and provide service to the people that are here that need it.
And for Captain Charlie Peel, it's also a way to spend more time with his son.
He talked me into coming. Now him and I do it as a father-son type of deal, you know, this is what we come do together.
Last Thursday, Governor Mike Parson signed a bill that provides funding for a new fire station on the fairgrounds. The volunteer firefighters will be together this year until August 18th. At the Missouri State Fair in Sedalia, I'm Rebecca Smith.
That story comes to us from member station KBIA in Columbia. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. We are a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis. I'm Jonathan All, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway. Abby Lurico returns tomorrow. Thank goodness.